listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Sunday, the 22nd day already of April 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, broadcasting worldwide on over 200 radio stations, close to 100 TV stations, and of course, streaming over the internet live at Infowars.com/show, and on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, many other places where they're trying to censor us, but we're still there partially for now. Let me just start the broadcast with this, because I don't tend to plant the hook, as they say, in talk radio or TV and tell you what's coming up so that you stay tuned for it. I tend to just get into whatever's most important right up front. But in the second hour today, we're going to get into a high-level CIA source a month ago that gave me really important information. And then other information I got from Pentagon sources, State Department sources, media sources that dovetailed with that. And then I got contacted a few days ago and I was asked, why aren't you covering this? And I just said, look, I understand it's not a leak because you say you're authorized to tell me this. And I know you are who you say you are. I mean, we're talking right up at the top. One of the main directors. And, of course, people in the government know who it is, so it's not a secret, but I'm not going to say, and I've been asked not to. But it's kind of a pinch-yourself moment, like, why am I being given this information? Well, because I'll put it out unfiltered, and because we're the number one broadcast listened to by people that know what's going on. Sure, the average yuppie or hippie or trendy, be conservative or liberal, they don't listen because, oh, that's the show being attacked. You know, mainstream media attacks that show. We like what's establishment. But people that understand what's going on know that our guest, our information, our analysis is amongst the best in the world. And so I'm going to do my best job in the second hour when one of our sources, who's separate from these sources, but who's basically, as I sat on this info for almost a month, I got the same info from Zach, who, that's his real first name. He's been on TV, been in the national news many times. He's a well-known, famous intelligence operative, now working in other areas of the government, dealing with space. And I just sat on the info. And then I saw it develop in the news, and then I got it from other people who didn't even know I'd gotten it from so high up because my gut told me sit on it. But there is that thing when extraordinary things happen to somebody. It's been said many times that extraordinary men and women aren't extraordinary. They live in extraordinary times. And with me, that's definitely what's going on here. But I know this information is important. And it's basically this, and I'll flesh it out in the second hour. The globalists are planning massive terror attacks all over the United States and all over Europe to blame it basically on the Trump agenda and to make enemies of Trump look like victims. Now, one of these sources, not the super high level, but still high level, was the one that told me on March 8th, when they had that high level North Korean delegation on the 7th, meet with the South Korean delegation, and the U.S. intelligence was there. I was told Kim Jong-un has now already agreed to basically everything, but it'll be a 10-year deal for reunification and a big payment package to him. And I broke all that the day after, and now it's in the news. So, I mean, that's how good the info is I get, was that level. We broke that. And I asked, why am I being given this? And they said, well, so when you're given more important information, people that are in the know will listen to you. So this is very sophisticated, and you're going to get it coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Let me do this just so you know what's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com right now. Let me just read to you some of the incredible headlines that we've got here. ISIS used chemical weapons in Syria at least 52 times, UN report says, New York Times. Now, remember, they're telling you unanimously on CNN and Fox News that Assad used chemicals with no proof. Now, this is just out today by Zero Hedge, linking to the website of the OPCW, the Western U.S. European-backed Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Organization. The Organization of Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they said that they were blocked by rebels shooting at them, not the Russians that invited them in, and that they are collating data to see who launched the chemical attack. And in previous reports, just like the UN, they have said that it was the rebels launching the chemical attacks, not Assad. Yeah, you can look at motive. Assad's won. The Russians are pulling out. The U.S. is pulling out. Why would you nerve gas 50 civilians? It's amazing. So we're going to look at that. Nunes says DNC lawsuit is a scam. Just like all these lawsuits, but they've still got to be fought. But they're total frauds on their face. Oh, and meanwhile, Germany's largest public TV news broadcaster says Syria chemical attack most likely staged after they went to Douma and also interviewed experts on the ground in Syria. And, of course, we have videos of people in the hospital that day saying, no, they came and grabbed us, said, do you want free food? We're going to dump water on your head. And they interview kids that are on TV, supposedly dead, days later, without the makeup on, without the green makeup, saying, no, they gave me candy bars. They gave me dates. They gave me food and said I had to be part of this. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is huge on that front. We're going to be breaking that down, that the whole latest Syria chemical attack is going like all the others to be proven to be staged, just like history shows, just like motive shows, just like facts show. But meanwhile, ISIS threatens satanic CNN, the Federal Reserve, Universal Studios, and NASA. So now when there's attacks, you see, on Hollywood and the rest of it, oh, see, Hollywood are good guys. People always ask, why don't the terrorists... Why do they always target some random federal building or always target some Christian church? Why don't they ever target the Federal Reserve or UN? Well, now we've got big colored photos put up by ISIS showing them shooting at CNN, even though CNN backed the Arab Spring. They backed the ISIS attacks. They've backed the whole takeover. Obama backed ISIS invading and stood down and funded them. Hillary did. But now you see they're fighting them. For TV viewers, let's do a document cam shot, and I can show folks the entire shot. There it is, with a so-called ISIS fighter with a heavy machine gun shooting at the Federal Reserve and CNN. So now you see them lining up the false flags against those groups to make them victims, just like the feds bombed Oklahoma City in 1995, I've interviewed the witnesses, the police officers, everybody involved. We know exactly how they did it, and I stand by that. Well, the media never challenges me on saying Oklahoma City was a false flag, because they know who was involved. They know who covered it up. They know exactly what happened. So we've got that information. Continuing, worried about Facebook having too much data about you? Google has enough to make 7-foot, 9-inch pile of paper every 2 weeks, which they then sell to the highest bidder. Their main job is data mining. And by the media, the mainstream legacy corporate media, by the dinosaur media, focusing foolishly on Cambridge Analytica and its primitive data mining just for names of conservatives to mail them letters to get them mobilized from public data mining. The internal data mining of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and down the line in some cases, is estimated to dwarf the NSA, and they sell it to whoever wants it. Isn't that just darling? Isn't that just sweet? And now it's all coming out for the world and everybody else to see. I kind of like how you put the documents behind me. That's what the video wall's for, that. Whenever you want, just to the crew in there. Again, radio listeners are getting the kind of one-dimensional thing. That's kind of more relaxing. You get to just hear the info, kind of imagine it for yourself. But if you go to Infowars.com/show or different TV stations around the country, you can actually see what we're talking about here on air, not just believe that I'm saying it. Because I'd claimed 20 years ago on radio that I had a news article saying something, and people wouldn't believe me. People wouldn't believe me. But nowadays, well, they can all get forced to face it for themselves, which, again, really, really, really upsets them. Now, let's move on to this piece of news. This is the headline from the Conservative Tribune. I saw this on Infowars.com, and I said to myself, this is so incredible, I got to check this for myself. And sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, it was true. It was true. I went to where they linked to in the article that's linked on Infowars.com, and I got the Western Journal, and then it linked through to the LA Times Assembly Bill 2943 with a straight face. It says, well, you know, we've banned using the word he or she or mother or father from government documents because it might hurt someone if they have a mother or father or didn't have a mother or father or aren't a he or a she. So we've got to use these weird new science fiction sounding pronouns, G, Z, all the stuff that sounds like Chinese. Well, now they're saying any books that say mean things about alternative lifestyles that are now the dominant lifestyles, I guess, are going to be banned, just like Canada's arrested hundreds of preachers that read passages out of the Bible, speaking out against homosexuality. So again, Islam can do it all day, but if Christians do, they're going to get arrested. When you think about the censorship and outright banning of books and opinions, do you imagine the United States of America? Or more likely, does the kind of suppression strike you as the tactics of communists or fascists that America has frequently fought against? If a liberal lawmaker in California gets their way, the West Coast state may be one step closer. It's always like one person, but then a few years later, it's law. One step closer to being unrecognizable as part of the United States. A bill currently pending in the legislature would essentially ban the sale of books that include traditional Christian views on marriage and sexuality. And I've looked at the bill. Shockingly, the proposed law would be construed to make it illegal to sell Bibles since they include verses that far left finds unacceptable. Let's look at the actual text of the bill. Assembly Bill 2943 would make it an unlawful business practice to engage in a transaction intended to result or the results in the sale that leads to goods or services to a consumer that advertises, offers, or engages in, or do engage in, sexual orientation change efforts with an individual, explained the National Review. And it goes into how that what that language means. But let's explain this. It's just like all the lawsuits going on in the country because a hotel won't let people have a gay orgy. Now, the very same hotel won't let there be a heterosexual orgy, too. They find out there's swinger parties going on the 10th floor every Saturday night. You see it on the news all the time. It's banned. But when there's a gay orgy, oh, you got to keep it. Or you don't bake a gay couple's cake, $500,000. But if you're a Christian or conservative, you can be banned off the web. That's what this is. And it deals with literature. And that if, oh, somebody sold literature, well, the lawyers just buy the literature. Then they file a suit on you under the law and take you before a judge and a jury. That's how they want to ban the Bible and the sale of the Bible in California. It's already happening in Europe. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the next piece of news.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on
It's called lying by omission. It's how you distort the facts. It's how you create false illusions. And there's an Infowars.com article that's dead center right in the middle of the site right now that I'm going to cover in a moment. GOP pushes gun control in national survey. And they gave you choices on the type of gun control you'd like instead of no gun control. I guess you could kind of call that a push-pull, but it's beyond that, where you don't have any choice but to basically act like people want gun control. There's no pro-Second Amendment box you can check. And that's how this works. Now, coming up in the last segment of this hour, I remember reading in the Baltimore Sun 16, 17 years ago, an article that I couldn't believe was in the mainstream news about the CIA and DARPA admitting a plan to use cell towers and cell phones to broadcast a certain wavelength to put people into a trance state. And right around that time, I remember hearing Dr. Nick Begich on Coast to Coast AM when Art Bell, God rest his soul, just died last week, amazing broadcaster. He'd mix it in with, you know, UFOs and funny stuff, but I remember Nick Begich, dad was a congressman, brother a senator, but later. But he was covering patents, and the internet was around then. I would go look up the patent and see that it was true for cell phones and cell towers with patented test where they could put you into a trance state, make you more aggressive, can basically just influence you. They admit solar waves can do it, but to a limited extent. But cell phones, powerfully. Well, it turns out Popular Mechanics and others on Friday came out and reported on all this. The U.S. government declassifies remote mind control using cell towers and cell phones. Very, very interesting article. Government releases documents, they're now saying accidentally, on psychoelectric weapons, including cell phones. So we're going to get into those documents in the last segment of this hour. And for us here, this is old news, but that's why they hate InfoWars so much. Because this was in the patent office, and DARPA admitted they were doing all this earlier. How do we focus that bad boy? It used to focus. Again, if you're on TV, I'm directing the show. I wonder why I won't do that. Getting closer, it will. I guess that's the answer. Here we go. But look at this article from a month ago. I pulled this because it ties into it. AI will be billions of times smarter than humans, and we need to merge with it, says expert, at World Government Summit in Dubai. Now, they've been having world government summits for at least 30 years I know of with world leaders, but no one will cover it. My sin, the reason they're trying to destroy me all over the media and misrepresenting what I say and do is because they know I'm covering topics that they want to bring out later once they've spun it and once it's ubiquitous, once it's already in place, once it can't be challenged or not as easily challenged. So they're really, really upset. The good news is, despite all the disinfo campaigns they're running against me, I'm only second to Trump. People come to me all over the street, and they say, listen, we know mainstream media lies. We know it's out of context what they do. We understand. We appreciate you. Keep at it. Well, I'm going to keep at it regardless because I know how bad the globalists are, but that really actually takes it from a duty to something that's a pleasure. So thank you all for understanding that we are under attack. I know we can win the war against the globalists. Individually, who knows what will happen with us here at InfoWars down the road. But if we lose this fight, we lose everything. So I'm going to lose my family, my children, everything. They've already tried to take my kids away. You've seen the demonization campaigns. You've seen the media, all of it. You've seen the lies. But I understand that if we don't get out of here together, we don't get out. So it's not heroics. I don't say that to be self-deprecating. If it was heroics, it'd be easy because it's just, you know, one person could do it or a few people. It's a cultural issue. And the globalists have got a bunch of yes men and women. They've got a bunch of cowards and people that roll over. And I'm not going to roll over. So in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to get into what they tell you in Hollywood movies, like The Kingsman, the first, like they send a wavelength out on the cell phones that first hypnotizes you with the screen wavelength, the flicker rate, and a digital feedback. And then when they've got you under hypnosis, then they can program you to kill each other. And that's a metaphor of how cell phones make you more lonely, more depressed, lower your brain waves, but also make you more aggressive. But now in declassified DARPA documents, they talk about data over power lines. They can broadcast from those. They're just big antennas to make you do it. So cell phones just kind of dial you in and get you hypnotized so the big transmitters can get you. And that's interviewing top scientists. Top scientists. So that's coming up. Since I mentioned this, though, let me get to it right now. GOP pushes gun control in national survey, Infowars.com story. This is not how to win a conservative over, the subheadline says. A national survey commissioned by the Republican Party asked what issues are most important to Americans and includes two boxes that say gun control and zero boxes that say Second Amendment. And that way, when they bring back 20-30%, as we know, conservatives say that, oh, they want more gun control. They don't even say, oh, but 90% say they don't want it. See how that works? They lie by omission. A survey from Pennsylvania's 7th District shows a series of questions asking citizens what the most important issue is for them for President Trump to address, including secure our nation's border and address national opioid crisis. See, and they're going to bring this to him. Nothing about Second Amendment because it's not there. They'll say, sir, 30% of your constituents want more gun control. It's all how the questions ask. But the next session asks, what issues are most important to you, which includes two gun control tally boxes and zero boxes for the Second Amendment? And you can see it right there in the document cam shot for everyone. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is how dumb they think you are. But this is the nature of it. It's kind of like they send these polls out and say, do you support keeping children safe? There'll be like 20 questions. You say yes, yes, yes. At the end it says, do you support more gun control? They'll call it a gun control poll. It'll be conducted by a gun control group but through a polling agency. But because they put one gun control question in there, it doesn't matter how they ask the question. It doesn't matter how you answered it. It's just they call it a gun control poll. And so they'll say 95% of people are concerned with children's safety. They don't tell you the 20th question or the 19th question was about gun control. So the people said, well, I do care about kids' safety. I do care about the education. I do care about them not being hurt. I do care. Oh, here's question 19. Do you support restricting the Second Amendment or do you restrict taking high-capacity magazines? And then 80% say no, it doesn't matter. Still, they can say in a gun control poll, 90-plus percent agree we should keep kids safer. That's all about deception. The big question is, why are the Republicans sending out this type of crap? And the answer is, we got Democrat moles.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me.
We're breaking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the front lawns.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas
that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They could shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's under my thumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I don't want to sit here and talk about InfoWars and make it about us, but the mainstream corporate media already does that. You've got to ask yourself why every major newspaper, every major local TV station that's globalist controlled, the vast majority of them, every major TV network says we need to be shut down. We're racist. We're Russian spies. We're attacking, shooting families, victims. We're saying nobody died in Parkland. None of that's true. What are they so scared of? And if you know that, you know the answer to their weak spot. And that's what's so frustrating to me. Is it okay? Maybe I'm above average back when I wasn't old at athletics. Or maybe I was above average at public speaking. But I'm not that special. And I read the Council on Foreign Relations publications that are public. I've read the UN documents. I've read what David Rockefeller wrote in three of his books. I've read what Mao Zedong wrote in his books. I've read what Adolf Hitler wrote in his books. I mean, I like to read what dictators actually say. And the public's so ignorant. If you're at the library checking out a Mao Zedong book or an Adolf Hitler book, he wrote a couple books, not just Mein Kampf, Mein Struggle. They look at you like you're crazy. It's like in Mike Judge, my good buddy's film, Idiocracy. The guy can talk in the future, 200 years from now, and the judges are like, because of evil. What is going on? What is going on with this guy? And that's what's frustrating is there's a global government. It's tax-free. It's corporate. It's anti-free market. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-Western because the West is about being open and free. It's authoritarian. It's really creepy. And it's coming down on us. And if you look at Davos and Bilderberg and all these public groups that they said weren't public, like Bilderberg just a few years ago, they wouldn't admit that world government existed a few years ago. Look at how far we've come. And so they act like I'm a weirdo because I've actually read what the globalists plan to do, and it's even crazier what they're doing. See, when I read the World Government Conference in Dubai with major world leaders there and Elon Musk and, you know, Bill Gates and everybody, and Elon Musk is like, I disagree with the elite. We shouldn't kill everybody. And then the other billionaires say, no, we should. That's what 19 years ago Bill Joy warned about in a major publication, Wired Magazine. Why the future doesn't need us. I mean, these decisions have been made. And we sit here like morons, not doing anything about it. And the establishment thought you were so dumb that for 18 years of my 23 years on air, they just ignored us. We were bigger of overall reach. I get the numbers 2 years ago than we are now. We're about the size we were 4 years ago because of the censorship. I'll let the enemy know they've had an effect. All only weapon I have is the truth. But if they let us out in the open, we obviously dominate. Just because we're covering real stuff, we take their own admissions and show people. But it's all over the news. Oh, Jones suddenly got big and was under scrutiny. And Jones is, you know, being sued for this and that. They're all fake lawsuits. None of it's even real. They're being thrown out on a weekly basis. It still costs money to do that, though. But the issue is they now have to have CNBC articles admitting world government with a plan to live forever and to reduce the world population by 90% is the religion. And that's all I'm saying. And the globalists think I'm an idiot. They don't have any confidence in you, just like they didn't care if this info was known 20 years ago. They thought nobody'd pick it up or nobody'd listen. Now, they still don't care and think anything of you, and they're publicly admitting everything I told you, like you're not going to do anything. And I just keep thinking you're like me, and you want freedom in the future and don't want to live under authoritarianism. But so many of you, because you get a little bit more Google money with your YouTube account or a little more Twitter, you don't get any money, but more bots tweet you. They're fake people. They're fake friends. But you feel like you're having an effect if you say something anti-free market, anti-American, anti-family, anti-Alex Jones, anti-free speech. And I'm like, are the globalists right? The public's really this bad, really this weak, really this stupid, and they don't want to have a future? So I'm not upset that I'm being attacked. We're actually, in many ways, getting bigger and stronger because of it, and now another upward trend the last few months. I mean, I said we'd, you know, kind of peaked a few years ago, and they censored us, we were going down. Now, the massive attacks, we're going way back up. But it doesn't matter. They know people that are already awake. They don't care. It's meant to inoculate people psychologically who hear us or see us to just ignore it. It's like Stephen Colbert. They have this cartoon they ran last week of me where I go, there's fluoride in the water and the aliens will crawl up your rear end if you drink it. Harvard admits the fluoride gives you cancer and lowers your IQ massively. Don't believe me. But see, Colbert, everything on Colbert is the water's fine to drink. Drink the fluoride. Nothing's wrong with the frogs. They know they're getting you. Yeah, there it is. I caught him in a fluoride hot tub, devil worshiping the fluoride. And it's like, God almighty, they know exactly what they're doing. So, hey, your 10-year-old gets cancer, just remember, or you get sterilized or whatever. They're not playing games here, folks. They mean business. Business. So I didn't get to this big news, but I'll try to. China's dictator says internet control key to stability. Reuters. There's just a Reuters article about how everybody needs to censor the web, and he praises the West for censorship and says, stop criticizing us for censorship. And now if you want to have a great future, just shut the people up. With China with its mobile execution vans and Buddhists get put in death camps and their organs taken. And the left's like, hey, it's a good thing. But they all go do yoga all day. And worship yogis. But they're like, but we need to kill Buddhists. And you're like, okay. So it's all coming up. But first, the government leaks DARPA documents on cell phones and mind control. Straight ahead.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Fighting is now close at hand. Pray to God. Let's crank this part up. Yeah, don't believe the church and state. Believe in God. I'm with the high command. Can you feel it? Mike and the Mechanics, there's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. I already took my iodine this morning, but I was talking to scientists, engineers, oil company folks, just yesterday, dealing with the shortages of X2. I'm going to get to the big news here. And I'm like, listen, our quest 7-8 years ago, knowing the iodine conspiracy, that iodine deficiency is causing the goiters, the brain damage, the lower IQs. They put the bad halogen, the fluoride in the water. We've got to get a better source. And we used seaweed before, but it's not that pure. Because if iodine binds with many different things, it doesn't get absorbed by the body. Well, we got a deep earth crystal source from gas drilling, 7,000 to 12,000 feet where they find it. It's very hard to get the oil companies to stop and extract it for you, but we did. And it goes into a palm oil solution and doesn't make you sick, at least in my case and many others, when you take it. So it's got 5-star reviews. I would tell everybody, the stuff they mix with alcohol, whatever iodine does with that, all these folks that claim they have atomic iodine, it is not atomic iodine. Remember BuzzFeed had our stuff tested and said, it's not sodium iodine, it's not these other five types, it's just pure iodine. It's just, it's pure, it's elemental. Yeah, nobody else has got that. So it's gone way up on our price to get it. We may only have 2 more runs of it and that's it. I'm looking for other sources right now. But this may be the end of X2, and I hope it isn't, at least for a while. Infowarsstore.com. It's still 25% off. We're about to sell out of it, but I got a rush shipment from the factory. It'll be months till we get more. Find out what X2 will do for you and your family. Listen, even beyond Secret 12, it's a great pure vitamin B12 methylcobalamin. And one other type that's organic to help you upload it, but it's 80% methylcobalamin, acetamethylcobalamin. I can't pronounce it all. X2 is the pure 999999 halogen. Stuff we get explodes into purple gas outside the test tube. It has to be injected into palm oil. I mean, it's the real deal. The other iodines you buy raw just sit there. It's like just black dirt. This is purple crystals. Well, I just showed it to your TV viewer. And what it does is amazing because it goes into your body live. And I'm exhausted, whatever. Got stuff going on. Boom! Energy 30 minutes later. There's nothing like it. It's downright incredible. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've also got specials with the Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, you name it, with X2, Supermale Vitality, 50% off by itself or when you get it, and free shipping when you get Supermale and the Real Red Pill together. So that's another $6, $7 value on top of it. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. But here's the deal. Just like our information's game-changing, what we do with these products is game-changing. So you're not just supporting the very front lines of the resistance. And by the way, I'm no hero. You couldn't drag me away from this. I love it. I'm not living a boring life here. I'm having an effect on the world. I feel good in the spirit of God. And then by that, people say God-fearing. God-fearing means you feel God's spirit. When you do something bad, you feel it. When you do something good, it's like, man, I feel really, God feels good about what I'm doing. Your discernment increases. It's magic. Not the devil's magic, God's magic. And there's a big difference. So I'm just inviting people to financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that said, I'll have to cover this more tomorrow because I did a bunch of research the last few days on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to cover this. And Nico Acosta, our lead producer, emailed me and he text messaged me yesterday. He said, why didn't you cover this? This is everything you've been talking about, Nick Begich. And I said, I actually had it in my stack. I didn't cover it. I'll cover it Sunday. But this is something I can spend a whole hour on because I've had the engineers on. I've had the physicist on. I've had the scientist on. I've had the doctors on. I've had the CIA people on. I've had them all on. And they said, listen, 2001, A Space Odyssey, if you look at the screen of the phone or the screen of a movie screen, that's what it is. It's telling you that's the obelisk. That's the obelisk. And I remember 20 years ago being told it's the dimensions of a 35 millimeter or 80 millimeter screen. And the obelisk is a screen turned upwards. And again, I'm not that smart because I'm a conduit. It's kind of like the Oracle is a, you know, high on gas out of a volcano. Not that I am. It's just projecting out from the ether, the information. That's all InfoWars is kind of a crossroads of all this. And yes, we are an oracle. That's why they hate us. InfoWars is a real oracle. Of all the guests we have and all the callers and all the freedom, that's an oracle. And sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's light. But it's a true attempt at thought. And so that's why they hate us, because the globals are all about dialing that down. Because if there's an oracle, if there's a free channel open, it's going to, like dominoes, maybe cue up V for Vendetta domino scene where he goes, and all the dominoes go, And like the cops asked V, they go, why did you do this before? And he goes, I was waiting for you. Why didn't I do it before? I was waiting for you. You were waiting for me. That's the whole point, is they want to intimidate us to shut us down. But I did have people from the Defense Department, people from the CIA, high level, till it got ridiculous, say, will you come on air and say this? And it was so over the top the last month that I didn't cover it. And then I got some final calls, and I saw some final news, and I just felt the time was right to tell you this stuff when we start the next hour. But the globalists are getting ready to stage terror attacks against themselves to make themselves victims. Hollywood, CNN, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, it's happening now. The deep state doesn't mean those groups are part of it, but the deep state is loading the truck bombs right now with the ammonium nitrate. They're winding it up like 1995 when the states were pulling out of the UN and globalism and America was awakening. They're loading it all up right now. Have your cameras ready. Be on the ground when explosions go off. Get your cameras to the scene. That's why they hate this broadcast. You can duplicate, no matter what they do to us, you can duplicate what they fear. You're better than us. There are people watching and listening right now way better than me. And just on cue, I was told a month ago, well, 3.5 weeks ago, that CNN will become an ISIS target. Liberal groups will. They'll stage attacks against themselves. Then they will have an EMP strike. They'll claim North Korea did it, then Trump did it because he didn't do the peace deal. And then they'll start World War III. Well, that's all starting. And it is scary as whatever. And maybe the info I was given was to manipulate me. I just have to now tell you, I don't know what to make of it. I'm trying to figure it out myself. See, everybody else has a talking point or an agenda, or they act like they know it all. I know a lot, okay? I know a lot. I don't know 10%. They say the master knows they're the student. So at this point, my gut, though, my subconscious is more powerful than my conscience, than my conscious mind. It says go with this. So my gut says say all this. I don't even know what I'm saying. You understand? I'm just saying my gut says go with this. I'm going now. And then sure enough, Zach didn't even know I was going to go with this yesterday. I did a video on it. He was already calling Daria, a producer, and was already saying the exact same thing to her 2 days ago. I had no idea. So he's coming up right now. I didn't mention this and then not go to it on purpose. I just didn't get to it. Daily Mail reported it. Popular Mechanics reported it. There was a FOIA request from a Threat Fusion Center and the CIA, and they released 1974 document, 44 years old, the year I was born, strangely enough, just a coincidence. I'm not saying anything to do with me. And it just says right here that they were testing towers and electromagnetic systems to control our sexual desire, our food desire, our happiness, our anger. And they confirmed that with wavelengths on towers at an electromagnetic range, that is the cell phone range, that's from the documents real quick on TV, that they could control our moods, okay? And actually cause pain, cause hallucinations, broadcast sound in the brain. Well, we already had these patents 20-something years ago. They had patents 40 years ago, but we covered them 20 years ago. So why was this leaked now? Because there's patriots inside the agencies. The agencies are our savior and they're our defeat. Liberty comes to our door in a uniform, or tyranny comes to our door. It's a fight inside every organization. Second hour, only minutes away. Spread the links.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are living in an incredible time in history. Conservatives, libertarians, freedom lovers are awake in many ways, but I don't think people realize just how intense the battle is right now. If you just joined us, I broke this down earlier. About a month ago, I had a high-level State Department source and then a Pentagon source tell me within 24 hours, I got the contacts, that I tell the whole story, it'll burn the time. I got to go to Zach. That Trump had already gotten Kim Jong-un to agree to denuclearization and to actually end it and to begin a deal to merge with the South in the next decade and to take a concessions deal and break away from China as an economic partner and use South Korea and then just explode their economy. And I said all that on March 8th, the day after. And now it got announced weeks later, and now it's all confirmed. And then some of the other sources, and very high level, including somebody in the top five placements of the CIA, director of, I'll leave it at that, first gave me messages and then the direct contact. Why aren't you covering this? There's going to be massive false flags against liberal sites to blame conservatives, even EMPs to claim that North Korea did it to derail this. And I'm just like, I'm not getting into classified stuff like this, this level of stuff, unless the president calls me, and that's been 5-6 months. So we're bringing Zach up right now for the next 30 minutes to go over this. He didn't know what I was talking about and having private conversations the last few weeks. But Zach's been dovetailing the same info. I know who Zach is. He's been in the news, been on TV. You know, he's in the government, been an Army Special Operations Intelligence guy, now with another group that deals with spacecraft and things like that. And he joins us to get into this. But Zach joins Alex Jones, who's on Twitter, live over the phone to break down his Pentagon insider intelligence about the war being planned against Syria and Russia by the neocons, burden in Trump's administration. And the other tweet, tune in as Intel insider Zach explains how deep state is planning hashtag false flags against themselves, switching narratives that ISIS, along with InfoWars, are targeting MSM, UN, Hollywood, and the Fed. And that's what the News Corp executive said 2 months ago. They said, we're going to ban InfoWars, then WikiLeaks, then ISIS. Like we're the same. Once they're all banned, no more internet freedom. And that's what the Chinese president has called for in Reuters today. So here's the article. ISIS threatens satanic CNN, Universal Studios, Hollywood, NASA. So what do you do with the Federal Reserve and CNN? You help fund ISIS. You claim ISIS, your own group getting its ass kicked, is against you. You stage attacks against yourself. Not saying CNN will, but deep state, making yourselves the victims. That's the only move they've got left, Zach. So I finally went public with what I've been told because everything you're saying dovetails with it. We got 2 minutes to break. Start.
Absolutely. Hello, Alex. It's great to be back on and have the ability to connect some dots here. A lot of things occurring at this moment in history, so let's get right into it. We're going to be covering what you just spoke about, the deep state claim their jack of spades here right now by switching and recreating the ISIS narrative to be in association with the truth and liberty movement. It's no coincidence that this happens pretty much in perfect timing with you kind of being critical of Trump and the Sandy Hook lawsuit. So, yes, they're going for broke now, playing the jack of spades here with the ISIS narrative. We're going to get into North Korea, what's really going on. They're all hell breaking loose in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh over the weekend, compromised Jeff Sessions, and the big question of where are Huma and Hussein. Let us not lose sight of the Muslim Brotherhood backed Huma Abedin and the Awan brothers, because all of a sudden they're not out of the news. Jeff Sessions and Rosenstein are okaying raids on Trump's lawyers, but no work on Huma, no work on Hussein. What about the pay to play? What about the Fast and Furious? What about all of it? We got a lot of critical issues going on right now. We'll kind of get into all of them, but yeah, biggest on the forefront for me, knowing some behind the scenes workings on this, is the deep state playing their jack of spades and changing the narrative of ISIS to associate it with you, your followers, and the truth and liberty movement. This was a,
and not that we're that important, but they see it as Americana, and they can demonize it and dent it. They think they can kill all opposition in the future. But Jeff Sessions compromised. Staged terror attacks against the left coming to make them victims. It's all coming up with Zach, an incredible intel source, so accurate. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, the globalist. Pray every moment you won't share those articles and videos. Stay with us.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and we have Zach, one of our great intelligence sources. It's not like QAnon, and I'm not bashing QAnon, even though I disagree with some of what QAnon's saying. Clearly, they're in the intelligence community. Sessions is compromised. The deep state is moving to take down Trump. And Zach is known to me. Zach's his real name. Again, he's been on national TV many times, been all over the news for over a decade, well-known, decorated intelligence operative of Army Special Operations Command, now working with folks that deal with the spacecraft and the Skunk Works and all of that. And there are multiple deep state operations. There's the original deep state, 1947, the CIA. Then there's the whole NASA situation. So there's a lot of different organizations there. But you just laid it out in the last segment. But you've got the floor of this segment and the next. Lay out, Zach, slowly, relax, because I know I'm always interrupting. Lay out the big false flags you say are coming against the left, how it ties into the intel I've been given, and then just through what's happening in Saudi Arabia and this ongoing battle as the world politically realigns right now, Zach.
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, the ISIS narrative changing is so critical. Aligning with the Truth and Liberty movement is so problematic. I mean, you really have to give me a break here. It's CNN being targeted, not InfoWars. It's the UN, not the Trump White House. This is absolutely ridiculous. If anything, this attack in Syria kind of emboldened this, and, you know, the Liberty movement kind of picking its sides has forced this play here. And this is very critical, because what this will end up being are false flags being pulled off in this country against those listed individuals, UN, Hollywood, CNN, the Federal Reserve, NASA, among several other targets that have all famously been covered by the Truth Liberty Movement, and most notably you, InfoWars, and our followers following it. But it's going to happen. This is all going to happen. This is happening at the same time when the attack on Syria occurred, when all hell is breaking loose in the last week in Saudi Arabia, full-out firefights, drones being shot down, missiles out of Yemen being shot down right outside of Riyadh. They're going for broke here. Everything that's occurring with North Korea has to do with Iran, has to do with Saudi Arabia and Syria. So it's all interconnected here. But we're being so effective, and like we've discussed last week, we are in the midst of the deep state's death hurdle, so we must be effective. We got to kind of call this all out. But tying you and the InfoWars movement to ISIS, essentially, is the most ridiculous thing.
Now again, you're talking to other people that are super informed. The audience is informed, but talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Explain the articles that have come out. ISIS saying they're going to attack the New World Order, the globalists. They've openly worked for them. They always attacked innocent groups. This is a rebranding, exactly what I was told by high-level sources. They're planning major attacks against leftist groups, to then blame it on ISIS and claim ISIS has linked up with the nationalist and Trump and the Liberty Movement. I was told this a month ago, and now that I see this, I'm in total horror.
Yeah, so now ISIS is being educated by InfoWars, essentially, which will be the narrative. When a false flag does occur, which will be self-inflicted by themselves and then covered by themselves, it will be revealed that, these individuals have common enemies, and the enemies are the stories that you've been uncovering for decades that the Truth and Liberty Movement is aware of and knows of. But now all of a sudden, ISIS happens to be a libertarian-based, conspiratorial fighting group. This is absolutely unprecedented, and it's no coincidence.
We always ask, why did McVeigh bomb a federal building in the middle of the Midwest? We know it was staged. It came out with staged. He didn't bomb the UN. They finally get that narrative. Bomb themselves, make themselves the victims.
Absolutely. So you know, the movement that dubbed Al-Qaeda is now in line with that somehow. It's absolutely ridiculous. It was.
Well, you heard what I said earlier that I hadn't told you or the listeners. What do you make of what I was told the last month?
Yeah, it's absolutely accurate, and this is what we've been hinting at. We started this whole thing about 8 months ago when I came on the show, and we started discussing strategic patience. You see, we see how effective false flags work in Syria. So just as we're supposedly pulling out of North Korea, expect the same thing. All the opposing sabotage from China and the deep state, not to mention the strategic patience personnel who have been benefiting from this for 65 years, okay? Our budget perpetually in South Korea is so big that I don't think people understand. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars on record. That's not even black budget. It's just on record.
Conservatively, what, $30 billion a year over decades? It's gigantic.
Hundreds of billions all the time. And it's, you know, there's 25,000 there permanently, and it's 65 years after the actual war. Okay, we've been there for 65 years. So the idea that, we got this deal.
We're talking trillions like the Iraq War, trillions.
The idea that we're leaving and everything's okay, that's a good plan, and I like that we've opposed strategic patience, but if you don't think that the military-industrial complex and the deep state is going to pull everything off in their power.
So who are the bad guys and good guys? Because the word is Mattis is trying to block this. Is that true?
Mattis is trying to block it. Mattis is obviously a patriot and a great individual, but this issue is so complex that there's a complete battle going on in the White House. Trump can't trust anybody. Trump can't trust what's going on. It's very difficult with the strike in Syria.
Can you imagine being in his view? Like, I got mad at him a couple of weeks ago in emotion. I get it now. I'm not walking back what I did. But, God, can you imagine being Trump?
It's unbelievable. And the problem is he's fighting a military-industrial complex, which is the root of all of it. And the big issue here is that peace is not profitable, period. Peace is not profitable. This is a machine that's been churning out profit for 65 years on that peninsula. And the idea that, oh, all of a sudden peace will be great. I argue people, you know, the attention span is so gone, the instant gratification, we're here, it's news one day and not news the next. We broke on the show about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. I was on it was a New York Times article, and it says, UN workers have found containers in Syria sent by North Korea that was the catalyst for them to pull off the chemical weapons attack. This was in the news, verified 100%. Now they're regurgitating the information all of a sudden. Now we're going to get a switch in the narrative from Kim Jong-un is doing these things. And, of course, our intelligence agencies and our real operators who are compromised are sending on behalf of North Korea this into Syria to get it, you know, down on paper, to get it documented, because the eventual push...
Well, that's my next issue is... ISIS used chemicals 52 times in Syria, even the New York Times admits. Now the inspectors get there and say, no, we were getting shot at. The Syrians didn't block us. The Russians brought us in. That came out in Zero Hedge, mainstream news from the main organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. Germany's largest public TV, top show in the country, went and interviewed all the witnesses and said, yeah, no one was hit with chemicals. They told the kids that they were going to give them candy if they would let them dump water on their heads. Everything we reported the last week is now coming out that the chemical attack was a staged event.
So as of today, this broke about 13 hours ago, they got the quote on it. All the war hawks, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, as a collective there, they've issued a statement to the Treasury, to the Treasury Secretary, saying the decades-long military partnership between Syria and North Korea has enabled President Assad to continue his reign of terror with chemical weapons that include the use of mustard gas, blister agents, and nerve agents such as sarin and VX, resulting in the deaths of thousands of his own people, including innocent children. This is the official talking point coming out of the war hawks in our own Congress.
Because they don't want the deal to be made. The U.S. is winning. The Russians are pulling out. We're winning in North Korea. The globalists don't want the problem to be fixed. They don't want us to have the peace deal. So what about my sources saying they're looking at major stage terror, just like they did in Syria, to blame Kim Jong-un? And this was so big, and the source is so big, I didn't cover it 3 weeks ago. I just couldn't do it. My gut says put it out now. How does that tie into this with your information on how they may be planning something to derail peace breaking out, like the fake chemical attack of 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely planned, already in the works. In this upcoming week into next week, we have to be very vigilant. A lot of planned operations obviously going on. Chatter gets around. Nothing happens in a vacuum. And it's already started in Saudi Arabia, which is really the epicenter of where this all stems from. So over the last week in Saudi Arabia, just major, major internal fighting, full-out firefights, shooting things down, you know, ballistic missiles being shot down with, you know, Patriot systems.
Yeah, we forget. It's hardly in the news that ICBMs get fired and get blown up all the time. So you're saying Trump has successfully gotten people that were reformers in, but now they've counter-striked?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the fight right now. The next 2 weeks, we are in the midst of the deep state death hurdle. This is it. I mean, we're in it right now. It starts in Saudi Arabia. We'll make it to our shores by next week. There's very, very credible intel out there of planned operations this week into the next, and it's going to be double-pronged.
When we come back, what about the warnings of terror attacks on leftist sites? I already knew this weeks ago. You called saying you wanted to come on about it, so you might be getting some of the same intel. I mean, they say it's imminent. We're talking federal buildings blown up, schools shot up, nerve gas, EMPs. They say this is it. Let's talk about it when Zach comes back. This stuff's so bad, folks. I've been sitting on it 3 weeks because I can't handle this.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
All right, we got 9 minutes left with Zach, a great intel source, again, documented, known by this operation, who he is. But he's just a smart patriot, a veteran, a guy hooked into things that knows what's going on by the white hats in the government versus the black hats. And the white hats worldwide are making a move for free market, prosperity, true open societies against Soros and the globalists. I have been told for close to a month by the same individuals that told me that Kim Jong-un had already agreed to denuclearization and all the rest of it before anybody else admitted it. And I was, and again, I asked him, I said, why am I being given this info? And he says, so when we give you more info, you know it's real. But I didn't go with this. But then I saw the latest developments. I saw Zach contacting our producer saying, listen, they're going to target leftist sites. And now it's all coming out that ISIS is going to do it to make the globalist victims. It's here. So in the 8 minutes we have left, Zach, lay out where we are right now, what citizens should be watching, the different players that are involved, what's happening in the world.
Absolutely. So where we're at right now is we're going to have the mainstream media and the military-industrial complex-backed government have you believe that ISIS is being educated by InfoWars with common enemies. We have the iconic images of Trump and the King of Saudi Arabia grasping that illuminated globe in their inaugural trip coming to fruition. Trump had to make a plan here, and we really have to get through to him, because appeasing this complex, appeasing these war hawks is not where you want to be. You want to be tough. You have to do what you got to do. But what about compromised Jeff Sessions? What about Rosenstein? What about Huma? What about Hussein? What about the real crimes? So we have to get through to Trump. For all the good he's done as the most effective president in U.S. history, this is the fight. This is the death hurdle. That image of him waving the swords, that image of grasping the illuminated globe in Saudi Arabia will be a problem, because like we have all over the planet, our grasp is an empire, and that's what it is. Our military presence all over the planet is being mimicked and followed up by Saudi Arabia doing the same thing in the Middle East and North Africa. They will pull off the sections of the world that we did not culturally have the ability to do, but obviously they are in cahoots, looking to the information into 9/11. And those images, if not corrected and played at the 5D chess level, will be very problematic for the Trump presidency as history is written. It's very dangerous times.
And getting back to Rosenstein, the secretary of, I mean, all these people, the attorney general, all of them worship him like he's God. He's the one that worked for Clinton. He's the one that did it all. Trump's not even talking about getting rid of Rosenstein, and they say, you do it, it's over. This is the rogue government. So the old idea was, don't get rid of them, it looks like you're guilty. No, they're criminals. Get rid of all of them.
Exactly. You have Jeff Sessions, being a champion of mandatory minimums and threatening the White House and putting out to the media that he will step down if Rosenstein is fired.
And notice, as soon as Trump said, I don't want to put marijuana smokers in prison, which is super popular and reasonable, suddenly Sessions goes crazy. Who really controls Sessions, Zach, and what do they have on him, if you know?
Down the line, deep state. He's been a problem from the get-go. And he has some good qualities. He's a little bit later in his life. But like we said 6 months ago, Tillerson is compromised. Haley is compromised. Sessions is compromised. And that's our big wedge in between us and the QAnon community. It's trust Sessions, trust Sessions, trust Sessions. Well, I don't trust Sessions because Huma Abedin and the Anwan brothers committed treason in this country. Hillary Clinton committed treason in this country. Barack Hussein Obama committed treason in this country. So don't be okaying raids with your deputy attorney general into Trump's personal
exactly. If I was selling out to Pakistan all our secrets, I need a bullet in my head. What the hell is they say we're traitors all day. They're the ones that are traitors.
The question is, what did the Anwan brothers and Huma get on Jeff?
That's right, because they had control of his servers. Let's just get it out there. I know the FBI has grabbed you a few times over this, but what is the word on Jeff? What do they have on him? I don't know.
I'll just say this. It's compromised Jeff Sessions. I can't get into specific details because that would be very problematic. And you're dealing with an individual like him and the entities that he's in control of, obviously. It becomes a problem in the next few weeks.
I know, but the fact that you know that makes it a problem. I just want to get this going. I'm not scared of these people. I'm sick of it, man.
The intel's out there. He was a part of a group.
So you're saying if he makes a move against you or others, the intel goes out?
Oh, it's going out.
I was told, let's just say he was in the KKK. I'm told it's KKK.
I'm just saying he's a man later in his life. History seemed the world moved in a different way when he was a younger man. He lived in a certain geographical region of the planet where certain things were accepted, and that if they were out there.
So you just said it. The intel you're getting is the same thing I got on Bird, that it's KKK crap.
I mean, you're pushing the prison industrial complex. You're not the name Huma Hussein doesn't come up with verifiable things. You're okaying raids.
Goddamn KKK people. I'm so sick of them.
I mean, and, you know, he was brought in, just like Tillerson, just like Haley, to see where they could be led and then be crossed and, you know, double crossed in the next year or two. He will be relieved. And this is a lot of good intel out of QAnon, but this is our wedge right here, where it's trust sessions, trust sessions, trust sessions. I've known some things for a long time, and just his lines.
No, we got 2 minutes left. What's the rest of the data dump? The left is getting ready to have globalist stage terror attacks to make them the victim. That's the clear next play. We have that. What else?
The big question is, when will Huma and Hussein be pushed? I want Donald Trump, and he will start doing it this week, I think, maybe into the next week. How can there not possibly, you know, have Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and Barack Hussein looked into? Because what's going to happen is Trump via Twitter will start pressuring Jeff Sessions, compromise Jeff Sessions.
Well, isn't it good news that Congress is calling for criminal investigations? That seemed to make the Democrats follow suit and go crazy.
Or seen as potential momentum that's actually not momentum. Don't look into that. There's already stuff. There's members of Congress specifically on the Senate.
No, there's enough to indict all the top Democrats and send them to prison for 10,000 years.
If you pull out the true plan here, if we really get into what went on with HRC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hussein, and all the likes there, with the Fast and Furious being the pretext to, you know, get into all of this, it's so unprecedented that the changes in history will be... You just cannot tiptoe around this. It's either all or nothing.
And that's why the Democrats are so desperate. They've committed such galactic crimes that they've just... They're cornered.
You just hit it right on the head. This is the galactic gold mine, and that is it. Because everything that's occurring is stopping us, like you spoke about at the front, some of the stuff I'm involved with in think tank engineering. The move here, they have to do everything they can to stop us from going multiplanetary. Once we go multiplanetary, there's a real issue in the culture narrative, real issue in, you know, what we look to as cultural references, real issues in the economy when it comes to mining certain precious metals and minerals. Everything changes.
And
everything
big disclosures are about to come out, and they want to be in charge when the disclosures happen.
100%. So they're pulling out. They've pulled it all out. They played the jack of spades.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told since I was a kid, and we are here right now. All right, Zach, I'm back live tomorrow. I know you're very busy there at Palo Alto and the work you're doing, but you got to come back on for a full hour to talk about what you just said, the full import, the full game, the full what's known, because you're on target, and we love you. We appreciate you.
Likewise. Anytime. It'd be an honor.
Say it about tomorrow. All right, I'm going to come back and get into the culture war. Straight ahead, they're trying to ban cheerleaders in the NFL to just end the image of beautiful women, the image of culture, the image of art, the image of free will. And then Kanye West. I'm going to apologize to Kanye West. I never really paid attention to who he was. I just attacked anything Hollywood. I've now been following Kanye West. He's really done some important things. We've got video of him coming up with Paul Watson. This is powerful. Please stay with us. This is the revolution against Satan.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got two segments left tonight, and I have saved some of the most important information to last. Coming up in the final segment, here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to apologize to Kanye West. It's been a long time coming, but I didn't really know his politics. I just knew he was connected to Hollywood and the big media combine. So I called him Kanye West and stuff, like I attack all mainstream entertainers just because I just ignore the whole thing. But it turns out for years he's been a entrepreneur, independent, more libertarian. I know he's a Trump fan. He was thrown in a mental institution because he was. And now he's come out and said that he likes Candace Owens, who's been a guest on the show many times and who is a great liberator of the human mind. So one thing he's got amongst the talent and the hundreds of millions of dollars is that he's a maverick and got a lot of courage, because they've already locked him up for 2 weeks in a mental institution when he started publicly saying, get off Trump's back. Whether you love Trump or hate him, we've all got a right to be at my concerts. They grabbed him that night and put him in a mental institution last year. So that is coming up in the next segment. I'll get into my apology and then play Paul Watson's powerful video. But speaking of that, I have another powerful Paul Watson, editor of Infowars.com video that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. NFL to ban cheerleaders. And I watched the video this morning, and then I actually did some of the research on it, and lo and behold, it's right there in USA Today. USA Today columnist, time for the NFL to fire scantily clad female cheerleaders and hire male cheerleaders, because it's not fair that they're only female. We can't have gender roles here. Now, folks, let's just back up for a minute. I call myself a libertarian because I think some of the more extreme conservatives out there who basically want us all to live like Amish violate people's rights in a world where they had control. But they're not the people taking over. There's not a 1,300,000,000 super orthodox Christians that are following the same Christianity of 1,000 years ago. That doesn't exist. But under Islam, there is a 1,300,000,000. The left, the liberal groups, these other organizations, they are accepting it. They are adopting it. They're saying in Europe and here in the U.S. that Linda Saussure should lead the different feminist organizations and different groups that are out there. It's just simply insane. But now you've got USA Today columnists coming out and saying it hurts women, it's objectifying, on and on and on. Well, that's like saying big, muscular, 6'5" guys wrestling in a professional wrestling ring is objectifying. They're making millions of dollars. They're having fun. People want to see big, tough guys, even simulated fighting. It's what happens. NFL football players bash each other's brains out as gladiators. It's their right to do it. The nanny state is what has gotten rid of diving boards. It's what's gotten rid of most of the freedoms we have in this country, with the entire nanny state suing everything out of existence, where regular gas tanks that always worked, that you could fill up with gas and use easily, were all sued out of existence. So the new safety gas cans that are plastic and have the weird nozzles that spill everywhere are all we have. It's example after example after example. But now Ben Shapiro has written an article for USA Today countering it, dealing with all of this insanity. But the left has gone full circle into the orthodox, oppressive control freaks that they claim the conservatives were hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And they, as a cult, particularly feminist women, want control of the powerful culture of women. And they're turning women into victims, just like the Democratic Party has turned black people into victims from one plantation to a new one. Here's Paul Watson's report.
Cheerleaders. Who doesn't like cheerleaders? Fat, ugly, bitter feminists, obviously. And USA Today columnist Nancy Armore.
No place in the NFL for cheerleaders in 2018!
So after calling for classic songs to be banned for their offensive lyrics, USA Today now wants cheerleaders gone too. Is anything sacred?
The Houston Texans aren't even bothering with the pretense. On their website is a photo gallery of the finalists from last weekend's cheerleader tryouts, and visitors are encouraged to vote for their favorites. Are these action shots of the women that highlight their athletic ability or damn skills? Do they include a list of their qualifications? Of course not. They're headshots. Sorry, head and chest shots. Close-up ones at that. The better to ogle, you know.
Wait, you mean to tell me that they judge women for a role that specifically requires hotness on the level of their hotness, and not their academic qualifications? Because the first thought that pops into my head when I watch this is, gee, I wonder what grade point average this chick got. Newsflash, dummy. Men like to look at hot women. That's never going to change. And no matter how much you try to browbeat, shame, and re-educate us, that's always going to be a thing. You can't reverse basic biology through social engineering.
The underlining premise of NFL cheerleaders is degrading, presenting women as nothing more than objects to be leered at with skimpy, suggestive outfits as their uniform. Their only purpose is to titillate.
And you know what? She's got a point. This is just morally wrong. Congress really should pass a law to prevent women from being forced into cheerleading. Oh wait, that wouldn't be necessary because it's completely optional. I mean, cheerleaders just hate cheerleading so much. Some of them pay just to audition. Women making their own choices on what to do with their bodies. Wasn't that what Women's Lib was all about? Freedom of choice. You know, before all you resentful harpies hijacked feminism and turned it into a global laughingstock with your harebrained intersectional nonsense.
It's always been an appalling message to send, and in this hashtag MeToo era, there's no longer any place for it. NFL cheerleaders need to go. NBA dance squads and NHL ice girls while we're at it too.
Right, so in the name of feminism and supporting women, you want to deprive tens of thousands of current and future women of work. You purport to be a champion of women, yet you refer to these women as blow-up dolls come to life, simply because they've chosen to do something that your joyless puritanical ass doesn't approve of. Now let's pause there and have another look at some cheerleaders. As I was saying, men like to look at hot women. Control freak, middle-aged, pearl-clutching left-wing journalists who write for USA Today don't like to look at hot women. Did you fail the high school cheer team? Is that what it is? Oh, and by the way, this isn't just about shaking around pom-poms on game day. Many of these cheerleaders do important charity work and community outreach. They're one of the biggest entertainment groups to regularly perform for the United States Armed Forces overseas. These girls literally go into war zones to lift the spirits of the troops. And she admits this in her own article, but then says, meh, just ban them anyway. I mean, the NFL is already hemorrhaging viewers because of its tolerance of social justice stupidity. Now you want to take away the cheerleaders? I mean, what can we ban next? Las Vegas showgirls, burlesque dancers, Instagram hotties? Why don't we just ban models altogether? I mean, what other potential career paths for young women can we terminate because we're such good feminists?
But Paul, this is just one newspaper columnist.
No. This is part of a wider purge. F1 grid girls banned, the tennis girl poster banned, beach body ads banned, page 3 girls banned, booth babes banned. We just made hundreds of thousands of women unemployed. Go feminism! Oh, we'll bitch and moan all day about the horror of displaying women who choose to wear what they want, while simultaneously celebrating a modesty culture that forces women to wear bags on their heads as a symbol of women's empowerment. Maybe if we just compelled women to wear certain items of clothing, you'd be all for it, because that's what seems to pass as feminism these days. No, the whole point should be to let women be rocket scientists or Babylon jigglers. Give them equal opportunity and mind your own frigging business.
Feminists are going on and on and on about how it's degrading to women. The women that are actually doing it don't feel degraded. And we're not being given the choice to decide now whether we want to do it or not.
This isn't a feminist crusade. This is a class crusade. This is about a bunch of condescending, sanctimonious, elitist snobs like Nancy Armour looking down their noses at hard-working girls just trying to make their way in life. Look, not all girls can aspire to be like you, to write laborious, tormented diatribes about how everything that offends your prudish sensibilities should be banned. So embrace real feminism, embrace real equality, and leave these girls the hell alone.
Around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So, throughout history, there have been joyless control freaks who want absolute dominance over every facet of society. And these control freaks are seeking absolute power. So they can control the developments and the activities between men and women, between parents and their children, between church and state, between cheerleaders and the NFL, between what rock stars and hip-hop stars do. They've got control. And Hollywood is known for their incredible bullying and dominance over other stars who don't toe the line, and how people like James Woods and others who are incredibly talented get blacklisted for coming out and saying, hey, I'm pro-America, or I'm free market, or I'm a conservative. Now, I didn't really know who Kanye West was personally. I knew he was a big, huge star, one of the top ones in the world. Knew he made some pretty narcissistic statements. And I just assumed he was a Democrat and a globalist. And so I'd call him Kanye West. But the last few years, watching him with Trump, actually listening to what he says, listening to his music, it's actually a lot of it's pretty good, and seeing what he does, he has a lot of courage and is a maverick. Like they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts and guts is enough. Well, Kanye West has got guts, talent, you name it. So I apologize to him for being wrong about him and being ignorant myself and just shoot my mouth off. He has come out and supported Candace Owens, come out and supported Trump, come out and supported free market, come out and supported not being a victim. And understanding that this whole push for racism and division in the name of counter-racism is about giving us all crutches and about the Democrats controlling our minds, just like they're trying to do with women and the whole Me Too movement. So here is a powerful report from Paul Watson. But Kanye, I apologize to you.
In a watershed moment for the culture war, Kanye West praised conservative commentator Candace Owens in a tweet, saying, I love the way Candace Owens thinks.
If you see something that's great, you gotta respect it.
And how did Twitter react? By failing to even spell Owens' name properly and calling her far right. They're going to call a former left-wing, now center-right black conservative, who is hated by the actual far right, far right. Then all bets are now off. And then the usual blue check marks piled in with their lies and hatred.
Candace Owens is a far-right media personality who got famous by appearing on the conspiracy site InfoWars and calling herself a red pill black, a term popularized on the alt-right men's rights message board that is basically an antonym for woke.
Wrong, idiot. She got famous by communicating a message of actual empowerment for black people. So save us the glib white-splaining, please. Talking of white-splaining, Sean King whined about it too. Yeah, how are you going to accuse Kanye of being an Uncle Tom when you're whiter than Rachel Dolezal?
Blip!
So precisely how does Candace Owens think? Well, she tells black people not to be victims, not to be dependent on welfare, and not to blame society for all their problems.
The truth is that the left wants to strap black people to this idea that they are victims. That's what it comes down to. They do not want black people focused on their futures. They want black people focused on their past. They like black people to be government dependent. They don't like to see black people that are free thinkers and are independent. And I think that's what Kanye West and myself represents the black community, and that makes them very nervous.
And that correlates exactly with Kanye's new outlook. Remember, Kanye met with Trump to talk about tackling black-on-black violence in Chicago, something that the left and Black Lives Matter supporters refused to incorporate into their message because it doesn't fit their race-baiting victimhood narrative. Kanye has also exposed how the left fans the flames of hysteria over racism to metaphorically keep black people on the plantation, to keep them docile and easily controlled.
Racism is a dated concept. It's not an actual thing that even means anything. You know, it's something that was used to hold people back in the past, but now there's been so many leaps and breaking of the rules that it's like, it's played out like, you know, like a style from the, you know, 1800s or something. You know, the real true freedom isn't in the words, the true freedom is in the opportunity.
Kanye West represents a massive threat to the left because he has an army of adoring fans and he's clearly done with being a puppet for their divisive agenda. After this, he's going to be relentlessly attacked by the establishment like never before. Get ready. The mainstream entertainment industry is so stale, so controlled, so adversarial to originality. It can no longer produce any icons with actual authenticity. Kanye himself has alluded to this on several occasions.
Because y'all been lied to. Radio lied to you. They can't play what they want to play because they've been paid to play that bullshit over and over and over.
Celebrities with something to say other than vacuous virtue signaling and cliched platitudes are now all but extinct. And that's because any celebrity that uses their platform to speak uncomfortable truths is immediately shunned and attacked by the legacy media. Look what they did to Morrissey after he spoke out against mass immigration and Islamic terrorism. This paucity of authentic, interesting celebrities is why YouTubers like PewDiePie and Candace Owens are the new rock stars.
We the rock stars.
Now, obviously, most of these new rock stars aren't going to be political, but the ones that are represent a true threat to the status quo, to the dominant culture. Which is why I was right when I said conservatism is the new counterculture and populism is the new punk rock.
Oh, but Kanye had a breakdown. He's gone insane.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, Kanye's had about 10 what they call breakdowns since the mid-2000s. And he always comes back more influential than ever before.
Blip!
That's why they're terrified of him endorsing ideas and people outside of their control. Who's they? I'm talking about the dominant cultural institutions of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry, and the media. The high priests of pop culture, the gatekeepers of what political and spiritual ideas we're told are acceptable. Now, one of their own has gone rogue, and the panic is palpable.
Your Truman Show boat is hitting the wall.
Why do you think Kanye fears for his own life? As Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. You can change political destiny by hijacking culture. In case you haven't noticed, that's what I'm doing. The left is slowly waking up to the fact that they're losing their monopoly on controlling culture. When you've been in control for so many decades, something new inevitably has to emerge to become the new counterculture, especially given that the left no longer pushes to be edgy, daring, or rebellious, and has instead embraced censorship, puritanism, and cultural sterility. The high priests of pop culture are the real racists. They're the ones who indoctrinate young black kids to aspire to be thugs. They're the ones who fetishize and glorify criminality and gangsterism through hip-hop music. Kanye is trying to move black people away from the ghettoization of their minds towards true independence and freedom. Candace Owens is trying to do exactly the same thing. And that's why they resonate with each other. And that's why the left is petrified of them both.
What you're seeing happening today, obviously, we have some black people that are just shouting in the back. We have some black people that are sitting in the front quietly that are chanting USA and having a normal conversation. I love that, because what I say every single time, and you may have seen me on the news, is that what is happening right now in the black community, you're going to hear it in this room first, there is an ideological civil war happening. Black people that are focused on their past and shouting about slavery, and black people that are focused on their futures, okay? That's really what it comes down to, okay? I can guarantee you what you're seeing happening is victim mentality versus victor mentality.
That's,
and I promise
great,
you,
the people here are going to win. I love that.
And there's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you right now who is going to be better off. When we look 20 years, when we look at the faces in this room, who is going to be better off are the girls that are sitting right here and across this room, because they don't have your mentality. Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents didn't. It's embarrassing that you utilize their history. You utilize their history, and you come in here with more emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. More emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. It's embarrassing. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged Americans.
They're also afraid that Kanye could be president one day. I'm not joking. As Terrence Williams said, both Kanye and Candace are free thinkers. If that triggers you, chances are you're not a free thinker. The left doesn't care about black people. They don't want black people to be business owners, doctors, or scientists. They want them to remain mired in dependency and hopelessness. They want them to continue to vote for their own enslavement. And whether you love or hate Kanye's narcissistic personality,
when someone comes up and says something like, I am a god, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
The mere threat of him derailing this agenda to any degree, the mere fact that they don't control what comes out of his mouth,